All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
A release will go out on Wednesday announcing that Thursday, Jennifer.
That was annoying. Welcome in to the Aaron St. Joe podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. If you're listening to the recorded show, just know that it happens live every day on Twitch with a 10-ish a.m. start Monday through Thursday and a 9 a.m.-ish start on Friday. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Check them out if you're interested in getting a golf cart. Folks love, I guess, getting golf carts. Tooling around the neighborhood, the campground, whatever it may be, the property. Some of you rich bastards. Get an EasyGo golf cart or a Yamaha golf cart. Those are two outstanding brands that just part of the amazing selection of outstanding equipment that you can pick up there at Impact Power Sports. Maybe an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, scooter, go-kart. God, what I wouldn't have done for, or what I would have done within reason for a go-kart when I was a kid. We had mini bikes. Those things were cool too. Dangerous as hell. And we'd ride them around with like no helmet. What a time. It's a miracle we didn't die. All right. So welcome into this show. So glad you are here. I think I might have pissed off our pal JC from Q100. I was playing highlights from the Red Wings hockey game. And I picked up on something. The highlight, it was a moment in the game when a player for Seattle was stopped by our goalie Talbot, and the Red Wings win the game in a shootout. And the guy for Seattle, his name was he's a Finnish player, and his name is Kaapo Kakko. And I'm like, well, that's just outstanding. So I said, yeah, Red Wings win their seventh in a row. They're kicking ass. They're doing great. In the shootout, Talbot stopped Kaapo Kakko. Kakko looked a little stiff. And that's all I... And then I paused. Kakko looked stiff when he was skating in. And then I went into a song by a Swedish AC/DC cover band called Ball Breaker. And the song, A Whole Lot of Rosie. And I guess that was enough to flip him out. Now, I loved it. I thought it was outstanding all the way around. He wrote, that was astonishingly awkward. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. That guy's name is Kaapo Kakko. And I sent the Wikipedia entry for Kaapo Kakko. He spells it K-A-A-P-O-K-A-K-K-O. Kaapo Kakko. He said, I know who he is, numb nuts. Stiffen up to the, looked a little stiff. Then you went into ball busters. And I wrote, Total coincidence. No response. Now, that's not all, though, because I sent along a little hand grenade so that he's, you know, driving around northern Michigan, and then he's going to hear, like, you know, let's say it's 3 p.m, you hear one song end, and then before the next song starts, you'll hear something that I create that says something like, hey, join me on the Insane Asylum. I've got a, you know, a pair of tickets for you to win. That's coming up tomorrow on the Insane Asylum. We've talked about that before. But today, knowing that he's getting pissed, I figured I would send this along, that it's going to play later on in the day. Hey, it's EZ. I'm not sure what JC's problem is. I was playing Red Wings highlights, specifically when Talbot stopped Capo Caco in the shootout to win it for the Red Wings. It wasn't my fault that Caco looked a little stiff. But anyway, JC sent me a nasty text saying, what the hell are you doing to my radio station? And I'm still trying to figure out what his problem is. Can't wait to talk to you coming up on the next edition of the Insane Asylum. Okay, so the steam's going to come flying out of his ears. This is 1,000,000% on brand. I am not changing. I am still swinging for the fences. You are making a fatal mistake if you let me know what the problem is, because that means the problem is going to happen again. And I can, it's all, I mean, I can't help it. It's unavoidable. I have to do it. I am obligated. And so who knows where that will go? Young Adam Schwab says, are we looking at another Fireversary soon? It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. I think there's enough there that it's enough. See, I know that if I push just a little, I'll get a great reaction. But if I push too much, it gets to be a problem. So I am aware. So I think we're still okay. I think. And that's what keeps my life interesting, frankly. Jeremy says, JC fed the troll. Internet rule number one, don't feed the troll. He will never learn. Well, that's with like most people, you know. It's like what I've said, never let them know where you hide your goat. Because then they'll get it. Well, okay. So, that's where I am right now. And I couldn't be happier with this. So now I might not be later, but this is, I mean, I'm 54 years old. I'll be 55 in July. And I am the same now that I was when I was 11 years old. I'm remarkably consistent. There is one particular thing that, you know, really primes the pump for your old pal EZ. We're talking about a mad a flooding of feel-good chemicals if something lands. And it doesn't matter how it lands. It doesn't matter if someone laughs at it. It doesn't matter if someone gets mad at it. The worst thing is to be indifferent. Like, if I say a joke and I see if there's a reaction and there's none, I'm like, God damn it! Tyler says, who is the bigger hothead? JC or Doug? Doug, without a doubt. Kenny writes, 54 years old and thinks bringing a deranged, possibly rabies-infected raccoon into his house I can save him. I tried. I did try. I knew it was a problem. See, I didn't know how fucked up he was. Okay? It wasn't until I got him in the house that I realized we might have a problem. And if you missed what I'm talking about, is yesterday's show. But when I was holding... When I was holding him and walking him in like this, and he had his face all scrunched up in his mouth, and the foam coming out of his mouth, and the green smeg like oozing out of his eyes, which is true, I was like, I don't think this guy's right. I think he's got the fucking World War Z virus going on. I had a bad feeling about it, and I should have just turned around and walked out. But that kind of affected me when I looked out the back door across the yard and saw this little fucking raccoon legs flailing after the cops shot him. Kenny says, when I went back and listened to that, the whole time I was like this with shocked emoji face. Cole says, if a wild animal is laying in the middle of your lawn and doesn't react to your dogs, there's something wrong with it. Tyler says Easy was one step away from giving that rabid beast mouth to mouth. So I texted my neighbor, Chris. He's like the boss of the neighborhood. He runs the homeowners association. I wrote, hey, Chris, just an FYI, I had a rabid raccoon in the backyard this morning that the police had to come and shoot. Foaming at the mouth, the whole deal. He writes, what? I said, I don't know if you want to say something to the folks in the neighborhood, but it might be a concern for public health if there's a rabid animal that was roaming through. Which I would have said something. I would have said that a rabid animal was shot in case, like, someone had an animal that came back, like a cat that got in a fight. Like, I went and banged on my neighbor's door at the Hallelujahs. I said, hey, your cat been, you might want to investigate your cat, see if there's any scratches on it or anything. And see if it, you know, because it could be rabid. And, so I wrote that and he says, and then I said, the cop shot it and threw it in my garbage can. I guess I don't have a scientific confirmation that it was rabid. But it was hissing and snarling and foaming at the mouth. I guess to be correct, I should say suspected as having rabies. He goes, the cops do that? Oh, my God, I can't believe that. And he writes, it's so funny that you tell me that because I heard the gunshot when I was getting ready for school with Julian, or getting Julian ready for school. It's his kid. And then we noticed the cop car in the cul-de-sac. Thanks for letting me know. I probably won't say anything to the neighborhood because it probably would create more of a stir than needed. Well, there you go, neighborhood, if any of you in the neighborhood are listening. I'm getting numerous people that are weighing in about me trying to nurse the rabid raccoon back to health. Cole says his raccoon legs moving were just twitches. He was already dead. Yeah, I know, but I hated it. It was tough to watch. Donko says source of COVID 2025. Rebecca writes, I still don't understand your thought process on that. She means bringing the rabid raccoon into the home. You have dogs. Why risk exposing them to a wild animal in your house? Well, like I said, I didn't know that it was could be rabid. I just thought it was like injured, you know? I thought it had like twisted his fucking ankle or some shit. How was I to know? And I thought he was cold. So I thought, let's warm him up and let's call up the local animal rescue. You know, you see those? You see, like, you turn on... the Discovery Channel, and there's a reality show about, you know, rescue facility. I don't know. I don't think it was that ridiculous of a endeavor that you all are looking through the lens of hindsight. I'm just trying to help the local wildlife population. I love raccoons. Okay. Linda seems to think that it was rabid. I don't know. Maybe. Kenny writes, see, that confused me also. Shouldn't the animal control person had taken it and tested it? Or is that only if someone is bitten? Yeah, I thought so for sure. So, well, he's chilling in my garbage can if they want to come get him. Badger says, did you clean up the infected brain goo? No, I'm just going to let Mother Nature polish that, the floor of the woods back there, the back of my house. Tyler says the NFK must have been losing his mind during this whole event. No, you don't tell him these things. You don't tell him anything. If you even tell him something like, hey, I can't find my phone, I'm telling you, it's like Rain Man when the fucking fire alarm goes off. You do not want anything happening. You just want that the eyes on the TV talking to himself. Let's see. Chris says, help the local raccoon population have your pets spayed or neutered. David says, it was super ridiculous. Kenny says, the garbage can will stink forever now. Well, don't forget, it's, 10 degrees here. Kenny asks if the NFK freaked out at the gunshot. Well, no, because he didn't know it was a gunshot. He heard something and didn't bother to get up. And so I came down there after the dust had settled and I said, hey, did you just hear that? Yeah, what was that? Yeah, what the fuck was that? Well, there was a cop in the backyard. And he shot a raccoon dead. What? So I explained it to him. It all worked out. Okay. So that's kind of like the, JC, I don't know. I think he gets a little bit cranky if there's anything that's even remotely of that nature on the comedy. Cole suggests I go get the raccoon and set it on the couch behind me looking at the camera. No, I mean, seriously. I love raccoons. I felt bad for the little guy. You want to talk about me doing dumb things? Who was it? One of you just wrote, Yoda World said, I've had a raccoon try to palm a bourbon out of my hands when I was in an outdoor hot tub. Wasn't rabid, just not scared of people. Yeah, that's even worse than me. That's a healthy animal. You know, it could very easily just attack your ass. Mine was incapacitated. He was barely moving. I wouldn't trust that shit. Bob says, did JC get the tower light fixed yet? No. Nope. And I don't know why. He has a tower, goes up 500 fucking feet in the air. It's enormous. You can see that thing from miles away. There is a National Guard base 2.5 miles from that tower site. At any given time, there's 13 to 20 birds in the sky, helos. And it was the day that happened in Texas when the helicopter hit the fucking unlit tower. I sent him that video. I go, this is going to be you if you don't get this fixed. And he proceeded to scream at me like an asshole. Chris says, we have helicopters flying into planes, but don't worry about your almost invisible tower. Oh, my God. All right. There was a hockey game last night, a local hockey game, and they called upon me. It was a high school hockey game. I drove 1 mile away to the local hockey rink, and it was the two high schools, East Grand Rapids, taking on Jenison Zeeland. And so they have me in from time to time to work the games, and these are paid gigs. I get as much to do these gigs as Freebeer gets to fly across the country and do his stupid football games that nobody listens to on Compass. So, and I had reached out to, they reached out to me some time ago, and they said, hey, will you do this hockey game? I go, and I said, I told you the story, and I go, yes, but it's expensive. I don't undercharge. I charge you the same that I charge the Griffins. How much is that? I go, it's $200. They said, all right, we'll get back to you. Short time later, they said, all right, you're good to go. Boosters are paying it. I go, sounds good. I do the game. It ends. 2 weeks later, I get another email. Will you do this game? I go, absolutely. So that's awesome. I love it. And so I show up there, and you got high school kids, and you want to make them feel like they are in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So that's my job. However, this game is unique because I have to have a no partiality to the home team or the visiting team. Nothing. I can only – so people, like when they do that, they keep it really low key. But I don't. I keep it way high key, but for both teams. So both teams, it's amped up. And, you know, we're getting people wound up, having a great time. And it was a great game. It was an outstanding game. And the Jenison team, who my wife knows a number of the players from her teaching, her para-pro work, they were expected to get slaughtered. At least they felt they were going to get slaughtered, as what they said to Diana, but they didn't. And it was 2-2, and it went into overtime. And then East Grand Rapids won the game, but it was outstanding. But it was not without incident. I can't figure out what this one person was doing. In between the periods, I ran out of the rink while they were resurfacing the ice to get a drink of water or something like that. And Pooh Bear is out there, and I go, oh, I go, that's quite a game.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're having a chat, and then this woman comes up to me, and she is a mother of one of the players. That's all I'll say. And she has this tone and this look. And this is the interaction. She goes, hey. I go, hello. And she goes, how do you do that? I go, what do you mean? How do you do that voice? Do your voice. Do it. Do what you're doing in there. And I go, what? Huh? I'm confused. And she's like, yeah, you know, your announcer voice. How are you able to do that? I go, I don't know. I've been doing it for a long, long time. And she goes, well, you know, you sound, and she's kind of like giving a compliment, but in a weird way. And it's almost like she's challenging me, this odd tone and posture and facial expressions. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I just, you know, try to make it as energetic and professional as possible while maintaining some control. And I don't know. That's just how it is. And she just kept, like, with this question line. And then I'm like, okay. And then I go, is your son playing? And she goes, yeah, but he doesn't play. Yeah, I'm just I'm just here. I just, he doesn't play. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I'm looking at, I'm side-eyeing Diana. She's side-eyeing me. And I go, well, good talking to you. I gotta go over here. And I texted Diana and I, because we separated at that point, and I sent her a text and I said, what the fuck was that blank's problem? Because she was a certain ethnicity, and I used the slur in order to illustrate how fucked up that was. I'm not telling you, but I said, what the fuck was that weirdo blank problem with a hardcore cancelable ethnic slur is what that was. And then she wrote back and like she had no problem with my ethnic slur. And I think that that's a great jumping off point here, that there are times that if the audience is right, ethnic slurs are encouraged. So I dropped that one, and it was outstanding. It was one of the best uses of an ethnic slur that has ever existed. Some of you are trying to guess the ethnic slur, but I'm not gonna do that. Come on now. Yeah, there's a time and a place, and no one's gonna see it or hear it. Just know that I absolutely dropped that hardcore ethnic slur, and I sent it along to Pooh Bear, and she totally supported it. And I shouldn't say she supported it. I would just say that she didn't bust my balls about it. Some of you are throwing out some ethnic slurs right now, and I'm very disappointed in you, because now is not the time nor the place to be dropping an ethnic slur. Now, yesterday it was. So I'm not at all happy with some of these suggestions by you on this show. If you guys want to be banned for saying inappropriate ethnic slurs, just keep it up. Mine was 1,000,000% appropriate. All right? So there you go. God, did she piss me off. I was so pissed. Okay. Thank you so much for being here on Facebook and on YouTube. But I'm about to kick you out. I'm about to send you down the road to Twitch. If you want the rest of the show live, you got to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or you can download the Twitch app and then search at Eric Zane Live. And you will be able to get the rest of this show as it happens live. Okay? If not, you can download the audio and listen to it on whatever podcasting platform that you listen on. I prefer Apple Podcasts. Some of you, Spotify, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. If you have the opportunity to leave a review, I would like that. I like to occasionally look at those, and I very rarely get them. Occasionally, you'll get somebody hating on it, and it's fantastic. Some of them piss me off. You can get 100 positive things said about you, and then the second you get one bad thing, oh my God, you are so pissed. All right. So there you go. I also have a Patreon. Now, if you want to check out my Patreon for 7 days free, you can do that. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You have to put in a credit card form, but it's totally cool because I'm encouraging you to cancel it right after you sign up. And the reason why I do that is because I don't want you to forget that you signed up for 7 days, and then once the 7 days goes by, your credit card gets charged. So if you cancel it, you will still get the 7 days, and then you're free and clear. Now, after that, you don't have to do that, but I'm telling you that and to be like completely transparent with you. That's how the 7 days free works. If you think, well, I'm probably going to like it anyway, then don't cancel it. It's up to you. But if you do, and then you like it, you got to go back into your profile and just re-toggle your card, and then I'll charge you the $5 or the $10 each month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams and the Zooms. And, the Zooms are the live audience for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, when you're on $10 a month, you get shows like the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and Who Are These Freebeers before the audio drops, because then I got to go back and edit the audio. It takes a day or two. So you're getting it as early as possible. If you do 7 days, sign up for the tier two level so that you can get the show as it happens live. We're doing it this week on Thursday, tomorrow at 6 p.m. So for Who Are These Freebeers, we're getting into a spot where last week we covered the Nashville hotel lobby incident where Freebeer was very upset at the rest of the staff and challenged them because the group was in the hotel lobby. And then he went back to his room and the crew stayed behind for about another 10 seconds and then walked out. They went out to eat. No big deal. Freebeer then hears something through the grapevine from the hotel clerk or the receptionist. And he assumes that the rest of the morning show was like talking shit about him, which did not happen. He waits all weekend and then he brings it up on the air and challenges them to explain themselves. This was not funny. This was horribly awkward and unprofessional. Let's see. I think I can feature this. I thought I could feature this. Can I? Speaking of unprofessional, there it is. Okay. This is that moment again in all of its glory. Apologies if you've seen and heard this.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and this could get awkward.
The fact that he called his shot, this could get awkward.
Maybe.
Okay.
On Friday, we got to our hotel, Drift in Nashville.
Yes.
And we checked in, and we chatted for a while with the nice lady that was working at the desk, checking us in. We were joking around, being silly, being mean to each other. And then we all went to our room. And then we gathered again in the lobby, as we talked about Friday early on the show, and we were going to go out to dinner. And then I bailed at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm socialed out. I want to stay and go to bed early. So I ordered some takeout. And when I went back up there, I was waiting for just a minute. And the woman who was working the front desk, saying, nice lady, said, hey, you're back. And I said, yes. And then she said, did you not want to go with them because they make fun of you all the time?
Okay, now, she said that because she witnessed them all picking on each other. But he has forgotten that and assumes that when he walks away, they talk shit about him. And then brings it up on the goddamn air.
And I said, we all make...
So they all think it's still funny until it's not funny, because then it gets serious.
Fun of him, each other. And they said, and she said, oh, well, they were letting you have it before they left. And so that seems quite the opposite of what I've been told the entire time.
Were we?
Oh, when you were asking us in the, because you were in the lobby, Freebeer, you know, was.
Okay. And then Kelly has to like diffuse this. And it's so silly to me that he has made them explain themselves. He has given them. These are people he's known for decades. Gives them zero benefit of the doubt and challenges them on the air.
Like you said, all ready to go, and we had all made it through traveling. My dad had pulled up right around the same time we were all ready to go, so he was going to join us too. And then when Freebeer decided to bail, he asked each of us every time he saw us, you sure it's okay?
Why do I think about Silly Putty every time I see her face?
Hmm? And then we'd mess with you a little bit, and then you asked me at one point, you think your dad will be mad at me? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, he's going to be so disappointed. And meanwhile, we're all just like hanging around. And
okay, so she's like talking a lot, laughy, jokey. She's trying to water this down.
We're legitimately worried until we were able to kind of pick on you a little bit. And that's the way we show each other. Like, no, we still love you.
She must have sensed that because she said they did care.
So she must have heard us picking on you and been like, I don't know, maybe they were picking on you, but saying how they really felt, you know, maybe one of those. But no, when we left, we were like, we're going. Yeah. Bye.
That's fine. I'm going out to eat a good dinner.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
Yep.
Yeah, he's annoyed. Steve is annoyed that Freebeer is annoyed. My God. God damn. Linda says she's shiny. Chris says, I've thought the same thing. It's because it's shiny like Silly Putty. Like, I want to take her face and put it on, like, one of my old comics in the basement and see if it transfers onto her face. So, with that as a backdrop, in this week's Who Are These Freebeers? There's a clip that I titled, Fragile Freebeer is Back. Now, what I just played for you happened on Monday of last week. But on Friday, this happened. He was all set to take his around-the-room moment in One Direction, but a text came in early that had him reeling. This is that clip.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and I was going to talk about something else, but I saw this text that came in to the radio show at 2:04 a.m. from a listener in Vermont.
Dang, okay.
All right, they're up early or late.
Good morning, gang. I noticed that everyone seems more joyous and upbeat when Freebeer is not on the show. Maybe Freebeer could take a few segments off today and keep the vibes going strong. Yeah. I guess I ask all of you and the audience, are the other four more joyous when I'm not around? Because that would make them like my family.
Okay. There's a lot there and a lot more after it. I've got many, many more clips. So if you're the rest of the crew, you're thinking, here we go. And it's already super awkward when he says that would be like my family, because it appears for starters that things aren't so great at home, unless he's talking about his extended family, like his brothers or his sister. But that's a big tell right there, you know? And then the fact that he's taking this stupid text, similar to the Nashville hotel incident, and then backing the crew into this corner, forcing them to explain themselves. This is just like the pout fest from the Nashville hotel lobby incident. It's undeniable. He's losing his shit. Oh, my God. Cole says back in the day, it was good when he was gone because Zane would take charge and would go off the rails. Probably the same thing happening now, without a doubt, without a doubt. I remember when Greg would leave, we would instantly feel more at ease because it's the Greg Shells phenomena. When Greg's in the room, it's down here. It's a low ebb. He is not a fun guy. He is not cool. He's not fun. He's not pleasant to be around. And he's kind of an asshole. But not a charming asshole who is self-aware that he's an asshole like me. Like, I'm an asshole, but everyone loves me. You know? And I'm so goddamn humble, too, it's impossible to not love me. My God. Well, anyway, there is a lot more where that came from. And I'm just excited to share it with you on tomorrow's edition of Who Are These Free Beers, 6 p.m. Eastern on my Patreon. Sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Starman says PSA alert. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. So again, thank you to my friends who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, but I'm kicking you out now. Head over to Twitch. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Some of you have asked how my father is doing, and because I told you at the end of last week that he has COVID, and he's doing very well. Not an issue. At least it hasn't been. I actually didn't even talk to him yesterday. I talked to him every day up to yesterday. But he's doing very, very well. COVID nowadays, it doesn't seem... I don't know what's changed. I don't know if anybody knows what's changed. But COVID now is... It just doesn't kill people like it used to. And I don't want to hear any of your dumb conspiracy theories either. I don't want to hear any of your nonsense. Okay? It was horrible. It killed a ton of people. And then something happened that I don't think we can quite understand. Either it got less potent or we got tougher. But I'm just happy that it's not like it was. That was so crazy. God damn. All right. Thank you to Frank Fuss. I keep having more and more audience members get turned on to what he does. And basically all he does is he's awesome. He does his diligence. He does his work in making sure that you get the right healthcare plan through healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you want Frank to help you out with healthcare.gov. And that might be you because you are in between jobs. Or perhaps your employer does not offer health insurance. Or you're self-employed. Okay? That's who takes advantage of healthcare.gov. And you can also do this. Frank will tell you about this. If you get insurance from your boss... And it's fine, you know, so-so, but not so, maybe good for you, but not for the rest of the family. The rest of the family can now get their insurance through healthcare.gov. That is something that, it's not necessarily new, but I can guarantee you not everybody knows that. Too many people don't even have any idea how healthcare.gov works. And you don't need to. All you need to know is that if you fit the descriptors that I gave you, that's who will take advantage of healthcare.gov. And Frank will help you every step of the way. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and Frank will help you out. And that's from anywhere in the U.S. Rebecca says, is Joanne okay? I miss hearing them every week, but I understand and support why you don't have them on. Joanne is doing outstanding. She was on the tail end of it when my dad got it. So, yeah, they're doing okay. Maybe I'll have them on just for kicks in an upcoming moment on the show. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop. They're online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and please mention me. Go to kingsroom.net for exact locations and schedules for the stylist that you want to cut your hair. Everything is walk-in. It's $19 a haircut plus tip. They've been cutting dudes' hair and chicks who like short hair for more than 50 years. An institution in West Michigan, King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Okay. I need to use the boys' room. I will be back. You guys are great. Thank you so much for being here and enjoying the show. And hang tight, please. I think the NFK is, excuse me, starting to crack. You know, kind of like our pal Freebeer is starting to come unglued. I think the NFK is as well. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.